ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today is a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, chapter 7, first verse. Indra offends his spiritual master, Brihaspati. As related in this chapter, Indra, the king of heaven, committed an offense at the feet of his spiritual master, Brihaspati. Brihaspati therefore left the demigods, who then had no priest. However, at the request of the demigods, Vishwarupa, the son of the Brahmana, Tvasta, became their priest. Once upon a time, Indra, the king of the demigods, was sitting with his wife Sachi Devi and being praised by various demigods like the Siddhas, Charana and Gandharvas, when Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods, entered the assembly. Indra, being too absorbed in material opulence, forgot himself and did not respect Brihaspati, who thus became aware of Indra's pride in his material opulence and immediately disappeared from the assembly to teach him a lesson. Indra became most repentant, understanding that because of his opulence he had forgotten to respect his spiritual master. He left the palace to beg pardon from his spiritual master, but could not find Brihaspati anywhere. Because of his disrespectful behavior towards his spiritual master, Indra lost all his opulence and was conquered by the demons, who defeated the demigods in a great fight and occupied Indra's throne. King Indra, along with the other demigods, later took shelter of Lord Brahma, their offense to their spiritual master. Following Lord Brahma's orders, the demigods accepted Vishwarup, who was a Brahmana and the son of Tvasta, as their priest. Then they performed yajnas under the priesthood of Vishwarup and were able to conquer the demons. Text 1. Sri Rajo Ubacha Kasya Heto Parityakta Acharyenatmana Suraha Etad Achakshwa Bhagavan Chishyanam Akramam Gurau. Sri Rajo Uvacha Kasya Heto Parityakta Acharyenatmana Suraha Etad Achakshwa Bhagavan Shishyanam Akramam Gurau. Sri Raja Uvacha. The king inquired, Kasya Heto, for what reason? Parityakta, rejected. Acharyena, by the spiritual master Brihaspati. Atmanaha, of himself. Suraha, all the demigods. Etat, this. Achakshwa, kindly describe. Bhagavan, O grace, says Sukadev Goswami. Shishyanam, of the disciples. Akramam, the offense. Guru, unto the spiritual master. Translation of Prabhupada by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Maharaj Parikshit inquired from Sukadev Goswami, O great sage, why did the spiritual master of the demigods, Brihaspati, reject the demigods who were his own disciples? What offense did the demigods commit against their spiritual master? Please describe to me this incident. Prabhupada Srila Vishwanath Chakrapati Thakur comments, Saptame Guruna Tektar Devaridatya Praja Parajitahai Vishwarupo Guru Dvaina Brito Brahmo Padeshata. The seventh chapter describes how Brihaspati was offended by the demigods, how he left them and the demigods were defeated, and how the demigods, following the instructions of Lord Brahma, accepted Vishwarup as the priest to perform their sacrifice. I have to read a bit more because it's not enough. Next verse is 2 to 8. Just going to read the translation. Sukadev Goswami said, "O King, once upon a time the King of Heaven, Indra, being extremely proud because of his great opulence of the three worlds, transgressed the law of the Vedic etiquette. Seated on his throne, he was surrounded by the Maruts, Vasus, Rudras, Adityas, Ribhus, Vishya, Devas, Sadhyas, Ashini Kumaras, Siddhas, Charanas, and Gandharvas, and by great saintly persons. Also surrounded by him were the Vidyadharas, Apsaras, Kinaras, Patagas, birds, and Uragas, snakes. All of them were offering Indra their respects and services, and the Apsaras and Gandharvas were dancing and singing with very sweet musical instruments. Over Indra's head was a white umbrella as effulgent as the full moon, fanned by yak tail, whisk, and served with all the paraphernalia of a great king. Indra was sitting with his wife Sachi Devi, who occupied half the throne. When the great sage Brihaspati appeared in that assembly, Brihaspati, the best of the sages, was the spiritual master of Indra and the demigods, and was respected by the demigods and the demons alike. Nevertheless, although Indra saw his spiritual master before him, he did not rise from his own seat or offer a seat to his spiritual master. Nor did Indra offer him a respectful welcome. Indra did nothing to show him respect." Next verse. Brihaspati knew everything that would happen in the future. Seeing Indra's transgression of etiquette, he completely understood that Indra was puffed up by his material opulence. Although able to curse Indra, he did not do so. Indeed, he left the assembly and in silence returned to his home. Verse 10. Indra, the King of Heaven, could immediately understand his mistake. Realizing he had disrespected his spiritual master, he condemned himself in the presence of all the members of the assembly. 11. "Alas, what a regrettable deed I have committed because of my lack of intelligence and my pride in my material opulences. I failed to show respect to my spiritual master when he entered this assembly, and thus I have insulted him." Verse 12. This one has a purport. "Although I am king of the demigods who are seated in the mode of goodness, I was proud of a little opulence and polluted by false ego. Under the circumstances, who in this world would accept such riches at the risk of falling down? Alas, I condemn my wealth and opulence." Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, "Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, ja ba jagadisha kamaye. O my Lord, I do not aspire for material opulence or wealth, nor do I want great number of followers to accept me as their leader. Nor do I want a very beautiful wife to please me. Mama janmi janmanishare bhavatad bhakti ahoite kutvai. I do not even want liberation. All I want, life after life, is to be a faithful servant of your lordship. According to the laws of nature, when one extremely opulent, one becomes degraded. And this is true, both individually and collectively. The demigods are situated in the mode of goodness, but sometimes even one who is situated in such an exalted position as King Indra, the king of all the demigods, falls down because of material opulence. We are now actually seeing this in America. The entire American nation has tried to advance in material opulence without striving to produce ideal human beings. The result is that Americans are now regretting the wholesale criminality of American society and wondering how America has become so lawless and unimaginable. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.3.1, Nate vidu sarta gatim hi vishnum. Persons who are unintelligent, unenlightened, do not know the aim of life, which is to return home back to Godhead. Therefore, both individually and collectively, they try to enjoy so-called material comforts, and they become addicted to wine and women. The men produced in such a society are less than fourth class. They are the unwanted population known as Varna Sankara, and as stated in Bhagavad Gita, increases of Varna Sankara population creates a hellish society. This is the society in which Americans now find themselves. I think Australia too. Fortunately, however, the Hare Krishna movement has come to America, and many fortunate young men are giving serious attention to this movement, which is creating ideal men of first-class character. Men who completely refrain from meat-eating, illicit sex, intoxication, and gambling. If the American people are serious about curbing the degraded criminal life of their nation, I hope the Americans are listening, they must take to the Krishna consciousness movement and try to create the kind of human society advised in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnyam Maya Sristam Guna Karma Vivagasha. They must divide their society into first class men, second class men, third class men, and fourth class men. Since they are now creating only men who are less than fourth class, how can they avoid the dangers of a criminal society? Long, long ago, Lord Indra regretted his disrespect to his spiritual master, Brihaspati. Similarly, it is advised that the American people regret their mistaken advancement in civilization. They should take advice from the spiritual master, the representative of Krishna. If they do so, they will be happy, and theirs will be an ideal nation to lead the entire world. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Te Name Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Nivadi Paschata Deshatarine. This is a very serious purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is most practical way that Srila Prabhupada has been explaining in this purport. Actually, our Hare Krishna movement, it is the movement that is creating first-class human beings. Prabhupada is explaining the modern society or American society. American society means all over the world, everyone is trying to copy the Western world way of life. That Western way of life is not going anywhere. And as you can see, it's creating, Prabhupada explains here, fourth class man and less. Less than fourth class man. There is Sudras, then there's Brahmanas, Kshatriya, Vaishyas. Devotees of Krishna are not only Brahmanas, you're Vaishnavas, because Vaishnavas are highest of all the caste society, Brahmana, Vaishya, Sudras. You know, Srila Prabhupada went to America, what kind of people they were? Prabhupada said he created these men that came from lower grade of society, but he created them highest human being, Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Krishna himself said, those who take shelter of me, those who serve me, Shuddham Jati Param Gatim, they can attain the highest destination, even Shudras. Kalo Sudra Sambhava, everyone in this in Kali Yuga is born as Sudra. Yeah. Sometime in India, they're very proud to show their Brahman thread. I'm also a Brahman, but they're driving rickshaw. I'm a Brahmana. I got Brahman initiation at the age of 11 from Prabhupada. It's not that I had any qualification. It's the mercy of the spiritual master that we are raised to the highest character. By the mercy of the guru, of the spiritual master, we are raised to the platform of Vaishnavas, despite our lower character. It's not that we have the character. Our character is nothing. We are lower than the Shudras. But the mercy of the spiritual master, mercy of the Vaishnavas, that's why Srila Prabhupada went to America. The whole world, Kali Yuga, that we are living in, is fourth-class men and Shudras. India, they're born in India, but they are all following the Western way of life. Isn't it? Most of these Indian men here, they became devotees of Krishna in here, in Melbourne Temple, not in India. When they heard about Krishna from the Western devotees, from Prabhupada, from ISKCON, you are going to your temple every day praying as a routine thing, but there was no change of heart. Change of heart comes from associating with sadhu sangha. It's not simply go to a temple and do a few prayers and pour milk on Ganesh, cold milk from 7-Eleven. That's going to make you Krishna conscious. To get love of God, Krishna bhakti, you have to have mercy of the Guru. You have to surrender to Krishna. You have to associate devotees. Seriously. Not simply just so few prayers. You have to surrender. That's why Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Why? He did not speak to anyone else. Because Arjuna is Krishna's friend and is a devotee. Bhagavad Gita is actually meant for his devotees. Others don't understand. Even others, they need to clarify with the devotees who can explain to them. So, we have to be very careful not to make offense to Guru, especially. There was one Mataji, she wanted to take initiation from Prabhupada. Prabhupada asked her, obviously Prabhupada sometimes he knows that people have their own Guru. Those who are, I don't know if you know, in India, we may have our own guru before we had our spiritual master from ISKCON. Jati guru, family guru. So Prabhupada asked her, do you have a guru already? She said, yes, I do. And Prabhupada asked, what's his name? What does he do? And Prabhupada said to her, after hearing from her who her guru was, Prabhupada said, I can't initiate you because your spiritual master is bona fide. You try to understand what I'm saying. So leaving your spiritual master or someone who is initiating, who is already initiated by a bona fide guru, is a great offense. You snatch away somebody's disciple and they also go away, you think you go back to Godhead? Offending the spiritual master? One time, one disciple of Prabhupada at that time, he said, Prabhupada, I want to leave you. Imagine telling Prabhupada that. Can you give me a blessing? Prabhupada said, I'll give you a blessing that you never find a guru. There's no better guru than Prabhupada. Who in the world would give up his own comfort, living in Vrindavan, so comfortable, and risk his life having a heart attack on the ship? Who goes to America, an elderly man at the age of 60 or 70, has a heart attack on the ship just to risk his life to give you a life? Because of Prabhupada's mercy, we have this Melbourne temple. We have ISKCON. We have your guru because of Prabhupada's mercy. And who the hell think these some people, they can come and snatch away our devotees, build up their camp next to our temple? Do what Prabhupada did. Go to America. Have a heart attack. No money, no disciples. Chanting Hare Krishna under the tree in a park. Then you can claim those people as your disciple. It's easy to snatch. Like everything is built, everything is all going well, then you want a piece of the cake. You want a cut. So we have to be very careful. We should never offend the spiritual master. The greatest offense. Then thinking that you will make spiritual advancement by offending a guru. I know so many people. I've been in the movement close to 50 years now. That's why I can say to you so boldly that people come and go. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said in this verse, Nadhanam Najanam Nasundarim. We have to practice humility. Everything is Guru Maharaj's. Everything belongs to Prabhupada. Every advancement, a little bit of advancement that we make in the spiritual life is because it's the mercy of our Guru Maharaj. Don't forget that. People falling at our feet, people offering you respect, is because we surrender to Krishna. It's because you surrender to your guru. You become qualified. Nevertheless, never think it's because due to my endeavor. It's the mercy of Krishna. It's the mercy of Prabhupada. It's the mercy of Krishna. That's the attitude we have to have always in our heart. Our attitude should be that I am the servant of the servant of the servant. Gopi Bharata Pada Kamalaya or Dasa 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 Nudasa. It's not just a verse we sing. We have to practically practice that and realize that. Live our life by the philosophy, by the Acharyavan, by the example of the spiritual master. Not we chant Hare Krishna and we have a very good life now. Think, Prabhupada worked so hard to establish this Hare Krishna movement. The facility we have today is because of that one man's hard work and those people who pioneering Prabhupada. Never forget our advancement due to by the mercy of Prabhupada. Don't think Prabhupada is just sitting there, just a murti. He's listening. He can hear us. He's sitting there. He's accepting your worship. He's accepting our service to Him. He's watching over us at every moment. Chetta Guru, the spiritual master in the heart, as Krishna. So we have to develop this faith. To develop this faith, we have to associate with sadhus. Sometimes people say, how can I develop faith? Nonsense, we already know how to develop the faith. Simply have to associate with devotees. When you light a candle, it can go off due to the wind. The wind is the pride. It says here, pride. The pride, it blows away due to ego, false ego. It blows away because we are, that we should be thinking that we are servant of Krishna, servant of Guru, servant of the Vaishnavas. Humility, to develop humility, to serve Vaishnavas, is the prime quality of any devotee who claims to be a devotee. prime quality of a disciple is that their goal is to please the spiritual master. Spiritual master tells you to eat, you eat. He says you go to sleep, you go to sleep. That is the extent of the surrender. We can write a book about surrender. But a simple understanding is when we can learn to follow the orders of Guru. It's not something theoretical that we could just study like in the university and get a degree. We have to realize this knowledge. You can grow a nice plant. It takes, you know, avocado tree, to grow an avocado takes ages. So many years to get the result. You have to water carefully. You have to grow the tree. The tree is big enough to produce avocados. It takes ages. Easy to break the branch, cut it. The wind comes, it blows it away. That's it. All your hard work is gone. No more avocado tree. A big wind. So all our advancement in spiritual life, chanting Hare Krishna, so many things, serving by offending a guru, by offending Vaishnava, poof, gone. Your spiritual life is finished by offending the Vaishnava, offending the spiritual master, like Prabhupada, or your own spiritual master. This is why in India we know, oh Prabhu, oh Swamiji, please bless me. Because we know they have the blessing. They can bless you. They are the representative of Krishna. So, here in this purport, it is saying that Brihaspati, you know, the demigod's spiritual master is Brihaspati. And Shukracharya is the spiritual master of the demons. So whenever there is an issue, they go to the spiritual master, the demigods, they go to Brihaspati. But here, Indra was being praised by Chanaras and Rishis, and Rishabhas and Gandharvas. He was sitting on his seat, Gadi, big seat, and everyone's praising. And the spiritual master comes, he didn't even bother to respect him and get up. When the elderly person comes, when a senior person comes, you're supposed to show respect. You get up, stand up. I was in a Gurukul, Vrindavan Gurukul. We're all sitting at the desk in front of us, reading, writing, teachers in front. Sometimes sannyasis came in. We had to all get up and pay obeisances. When you get up, when a senior person comes, your life air goes up. There is some kind of a scientific thing. So you have to get up. So we have to be careful. We think we have everything, all facilities are there, all the things going fine, I'm fine. No worries. Nonsense. Everybody is worried. No one can say, I'm not worried. Behind doors, you're fighting with your wife, your children, going, ah, I'm fine. We're not fine. We have to develop the character of Vaishnava. We have to become what is a Vaishnava. Understand what is a Vaishnava. Not just you take so many courses, you write so many books. In this Melbourne temple, there's about a million courses going on. Do you understand? All that can be blown away simply by offending Vaishnava. To understand what is a Vaishnava, how to develop the character of a Vaishnava, what is a spiritual master? Spiritual master is working so hard for you. And then you go to the spiritual master with your problems. I was sitting with Kadambakananda Maharaj in a room one day. And a disciple came in while we were eating prasadam, well, anuttam prasadam. And she was crying. And so I asked Maharaj, should I leave the room? She said, no, no, I wanted to see how they behave, my disciples, and how they complain and stuff. So I was thinking to myself, I was kind of shy. But she was crying and saying so many complaints. I had my head down and I was listening, but so then, and she left. I said, see, you have to go through all this all the time, right? You're a spiritual master. If you want to please the spiritual master, don't go with your problems. You're giving him a headache. His job is to preach, make people Krishna conscious. And your family, this, that problem, and you go to him. It's not, his business is not to solve your problem. His business is to deliver you from the material clutches of Maya to this material world, to bring you back to Godhead. You have your problem, go to a psychiatrist, I reckon. Or something like that. But the spiritual master is very kind. He gives you spiritual advice. Sanatana Goswami, in Vrindavan, Sanatana Goswami, one of the Goswamis, the six Goswamis, they're so meek and humble. They're the greatest Vaishnava of all time Vaishnavas. The six Goswamis, they're so advanced. They're gopis from the past life. They're gopis. They're Krishna's internal potency. They're Krishna's personal associate. They took as the body of a Goswami, very humble and meek and respectful. So great devotees. Villagers would come to Sanatana Goswami, fall at their feet, and ask their mercy. And even talk to them, I have this problem, can you help? Because they are so kind and so respectful, so understanding. Everybody loved them. Not that I'm Hare Krishna and everybody's so scared of me. Everybody have to pay obeisance from miles away. But they're so loving. They're so loving. The villagers would come to talk to them about their family life, their family problems. Goswamis, they talk about only Krishna. But because they are so loving, so like I said, so understanding. He listened to them. So the spiritual master always trying to help the disciples, trying to help. We also need to assist them. As a disciple, we also need to assist the guru by following the orders of guru. Don't think Prabhupada is not here, he's left. 1777, passed away. He's here. He's here in his instruction. Not that when the spiritual master comes, you make a garland and throw some flower at him, and that's it. He's here in his instruction. If you love your spiritual master, then you serve him with all your hearts. When he's not here, it's easy to make a show. But the spiritual master is always here. Krishna is always here. When you chant Hare Krishna, it's not that you chant your 16 rounds and bas ho gaya, and that's it. Srila Prabhupada wanted us to chant 64 rounds. That will take all day and night. Then everybody said, no, then we don't have time to even sleep. Then okay, he said, he reduced to 16 rounds. Prabhupada is pure devotee. He is chanting 64 rounds. We are not on that level. We can't even do our 16 rounds. And I have seen how people chant Hare Krishna, and talking at the same time, smak, smak. Quality rounds. Just like you choose to eat, if his food is good or not. You choose to see who the cook is. If the cook is not good, you go home. Why do you come here? You come here to develop love for Krishna. You come here to go back to Godhead. You come here to serve your spiritual master. Be humble about it. That is the qualities of a devotee, humility. We should be satisfied by having a handful of prasadam, plateful of prasadam for the newcomer who come for the first time. Otherwise, they go and eat somewhere else. So we need to be understanding about what we are doing here. How we can develop the qualities of a Vaishnava. How we can develop the qualities. Amare acharet prakya dharman bhagavatan iha. Prahlad Maharaj, He was teaching from the early age how to become a Vaishnava, from the early age. Acharyavan, acharyas, gurus, spiritual master, they're teaching us. Krishna came here 5,000 years ago. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here 500 years ago. Srila Prabhupada was here recently. Our spiritual master is here teaching us how to become a Vaishnava. What is there lacking? Not to become spiritual, not to become a good Vaishnava, not to chant Hare Krishna. Where is the problem? Still, we find fault in other devotees. We find fault in the spiritual master. Everything is so perfect. Prabhupada has given us the best formula to become Krishna conscious, to go back to Godhead. Best formula, the best method, the best process. You know, you come to this temple, you have morning program, you have such beautiful deity in the temple. Still, we're not satisfied. We go elsewhere. That's called Maya. When Krishna was here 5,000 years ago, we didn't accept him as God. Only a few people. We're looking, oh, he's not Bhagavan. Show your universal form. Then prove to me. That's why he showed. He didn't have to prove to Arjuna. He already knew he's Bhagavan. But to other people. So, Bhagavatam, he tells us, the anartha is the weed in our heart. If you want to grow a plant, Hare Krishna, just sit down. No disturbance. This is the class. Okay. So, when you want to grow a plant, there's weeds go along the side. Weeds. You have to pull out the weeds. So in our heart, we have weeds. The weeds are the desire. Desire for profit, name, adoration, respect. We want everyone to respect you. These are the weeds. They choke the bhakti, the devotional creeper of love. So we have to watch out. We have to watch out for those things. Don't offend. Offense to a Vaishnava. Offense to the spiritual master. Not even an ant. They have the right to live, an ant. Their ant's going. So we have to be merciful. We have to be kind. The spiritual master is the most merciful. Prabhupada is the most merciful. He risked his life just so you can have this beautiful temple. Just so you can come here and take refuge and shelter in Krishna. Prabhupada was told by Krishna. Prabhupada said, I don't want to go to the material world. Please don't send me there. Who wants to come to the material world? Krishna said, go there. I will make sure you're okay. I'll be there beside you. It's his mercy, the mercy of Guru Maharaj, the mercy of the spiritual master. We have this beautiful temple today. Always think in these terms. Think in humility. By the mercy of Krishna. So when you chant Hare Krishna, Gadgada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he's chanting Hare Krishna, his voice was choked up. He was able to talk. His hair standing at an end. Tears flowing from his eyes like torrents of rain. That's the extent. We chant Hare Krishna and none of that thing is happening. There's so much room for us to make improvement in Krishna consciousness. So do not become proud with material opulence. I have a better car, I have a nice house, I have this, I have that. What do you have? Krishna can take it all that way instantly. You don't even own one piece of hair on your head. Nothing is yours. Everything belongs to Guru. Everything belongs to Krishna. This is how we should be thinking in our heart. We should be thinking, it's all Krishna's. Krishna will give Prabhupada went to America with nothing. Of course, he went with everything because he had Krishna with him. But material, he had nothing. 40 rupees. What's 40 rupees today? Not even $1. And he didn't even spend that money. He brought it back. And you have your money, you have your car. Oh, we have nothing. The Pandavas. You all know the Pandavas, the five Pandavas. They were Krishna's dearest friend. They were with Krishna, always with Krishna. Krishna's personal friend and associate. They didn't even have a home. You see people in the street, they have homeless. They write it, homeless, please donate. We are living very comfortably and we're talking about austerity. What nonsense. What Prabhupada went through, that's austerity. You're eating your paratha and roti, living in a lavish house with nice car, a good job, and a family. Everything going well, business. And then you're coming and giving a talk about what is austerity. Do what Prabhupada did. Go somewhere, open a temple with nothing there. No money, nothing. You're on the street, you're homeless. But because the Pandavas, because of Prabhupada, because Prabhupada was so surrendered to Krishna. He did not care for material things because he has Krishna. When you have Krishna, you have everything. Material life is not everything. So you're surrounded by opulent. We become proud. We forget Krishna. That is the problem. That's why devotees, we don't pray to Krishna for material things. We pray to Krishna for service, love for Krishna, bhakti. We sing in the morning Tulsi Arati. Krishna prayashi jeto mara saranalai taravancha purna. Do you know what that means? We just don't sing like a machine. Try to understand what we are singing. Sink in our heart what we're talking about, what we are singing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Lochan Das Thakur. They wrote this song because this song is not just a song. It is full of meaning. It is philosophy. Being in Bengal, people are convinced by the song, narration of the song. So when they sing, wow, I should be doing this, I should be serving Krishna. The song is a philosophy. It's preaching to the people through the song. Because people love song. Music, rock and roll, all these things. People love it. So there's a message there. So, I'm a little bit heavy because Prabhupada is heavy here. Srila Prabhupada is not gone to America giving his own life and hard work, having a heart attack on the ship with no money, nothing, just to make you happy. I went to Vrindavan 1975. How many years ago? More than 40 years, right? 40 years, about 40 years ago. I went to Vrindavan. I can come out of the Krishna Balaram Mandir. You can see forest all around, forest. Like it is mentioned in the Krishna book. Go to your right, towards Delhi, full of forest, you can see the blue cows, right next to the temple. You want to see the blue cows today? You have to go all the way to Govardhan area. They cut all the forest. They make a guest house so you can go and sleep and go to the toilet and do your thing. Just so you can go there and relax and sleep. We go to the holy dham to take shelter of Krishna, to chant Hare Krishna, go parikrama, join the kirtan, Life is meant for serving Bhagwan. Life is meant to serve the spiritual master, not to live here comfortably. Who can live here comfortably? No one. We are born here, we are 50 now, everyone has to get old, that's the reality. No one can stay here forever. So, Krishna consciousness means we have to develop the philosophy, understand the concept, the philosophy that we're talking about, and surrender to Krishna, surrender to Guru. Don't offend the Guru, don't offend the Vaishnavas. So when you offend someone, there's a reason for that. To cut your ignorance, to cut your false ego. But don't ever offend, like Brihaspati mentioned here. Brihaspati left the assembly, left the place. Sometimes I do the same thing. There's a quarrel going on, people arguing. You just leave the place. Sometimes husband and wife, right? Best thing is to just take off. Go out, everything will calm down. It's not just all looks all very nice. All in the front. Because we have to see what's in our heart, what's in our consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not an external thing. It's very deep. We have to understand more deeply why you are doing what we are doing. What is it for? What is the human life is for? Why am I here? Why do I die? Why do I suffer? What is the purpose of life? What is after death? Athata brahma jigyasa. Human life is meant to inquire into the absolute truth, the purpose of our life. This is why we are taking it seriously. Not just we have a beautiful temple so we can come and lie down on the concrete floor because it's so cooling. This is so clean, you can eat off the floor. Nice pakora and puri because the floor is so clean. It's here because we dance for Krishna. This beautiful temple is Krishna's home. This is Krishna's house. This is Krishna's place. Try to always appreciate. Try to always see the good side. The flies, they're always going for the dirt. The bees, they're going for the honey, flower. The Vaishnavas, they're always seeing the good in others. How we can develop. So, this Brihaspati, you know, he was the spiritual master of the demigod. Demigod, Indra, Ganesh, Shiva, the spiritual master of the demigod. He walks in the room and he was sitting, everyone's bed. You get up! When the guru comes, you get up. One time I was giving a Bhagavatam class in Hong Kong and a guru came in, like, what's his name? He's in Beijing. Umapati, that time was with Swami. I know I'm his godbrother, but I still see him as a senior sannyasi. So I thought I should get up, and so I was like getting off the seat because I'm trying to follow the systems mentioned in the books. So I got up, and he said, no, sit down. So at least you need to admire, understand. So if you're giving the talk, the guru comes, even then so you should get up. Because that's the etiquette. Etiquette is very important. If someone is talking, you come in, budge in, and then you take over. You're not even like, give the senior people more chance to talk. But we don't deserve the respect, but we have to deserve the respect to accept the respect, to receive the respect, we have to deserve the respect. One time I asked one of the sannyasis, he was a guru, I asked him, Maharaj, like people paying obeisances to you, offering you so much respect, Why do we go to Krishna? Because we believe Krishna's there. He's not just there playing flute, not talking to you. He understands, he's there watching you, he's accepting your service and your prayers. That's why you go. And he gives back. Krishna is giving back. The Guru Maharaj is giving back. He's not that he's sitting there, everybody's praying, throwing flour at his feet. He's accepting your service because he loves you. He gives it back. He's giving you a spiritual life. He's giving you life that you will not have in this material world like the life we have today, with full of suffering. He's giving us spiritual life. In the next life, we're going to live with Krishna eternally. No one can give you that. And Prabhupada is giving that life. Guru is giving that life. That's why we have to serve the Guru with all our heart. Give him what he needs, the best. He's not proud. He's taking the service from us because he's reciprocating with us. He's giving back eternal life that no one can give you. Your best friend, your business partner, your wife, no one can give you that life that Krishna, that Guru can give you. One time Prabhupada was walking on a beach in Mumbai, and they have all kinds of people. They walk around on the beach and doing magic. And you bring one rupee coin from here, comes out of the other ear. Pocket comes from the ear. I think it's a common thing. So he was doing, and everybody, and Prabhupada said, I can stop birth, death, old age, and disease, and bring you back home, back to Godhead. Can he do that? And Swamiji, I cannot do that. I can bring coin from this ear to the other ear only. What good is that? The spiritual master is taking so much trouble for us. That's why we give him the flower. That's why we give him our life. Because he gives us the life that others cannot give. They can give you money, they can give you food, but they cannot give you Krishna Bhakti. They cannot give you Bhagwan. They cannot give you spiritual world that's waiting for us. You can have loads of money. So what? They don't have Bhagwan, they don't have Krishna. The Pandavas, they had no money, but they had Krishna with them. They are the winner of the whole battlefield of Kurukshetra. They are the winner. But we only talk sometime. We don't actually have the spiritual symptom in our heart. This is not just philosophy. This we have to understand. Theoretically understand. When Prabhupada came to Vrindavan after America, he came back to India with his Western disciples, and he was in Vrindavan in his room in Vrindavan temple. And a whole bunch of Indian people came. They surrounded Prabhupada. And they're shouting at him, Swamiji, what have you done? You bought these foreigners, you're wasting our culture, you're ruining our culture. You give Brahmana to these white people. He was shouting. Prabhupada is like sitting there. I'll probably do the same thing if everybody, all of you guys shout at me, I'll be like this. Because I'm hopeless. I couldn't fight back. So he was sitting, head down. Everyone was shouting at him. Everybody, all Prabhupada disciples, they're very big men, Americans, very big. And they said, they want to beat him up, beat all those people. Prabhupada says, wait, I will deal with it. All he did, he didn't say anything. He was sitting head down, looking at the floor, people surrounded him, all these people shouting at him, they're surrounding him, and he just, all he said is one, two word. He just lifted his head up, he said, I'm just trying to follow the orders of my guru. That's all he said. All these people went silent. They put their head down and walked out. Prabhupada knew how to deal with the situation. So Prabhupada was criticized. But now look at it now. I have been to Vrindavan 1975. Now they have so many buildings, they cut the trees. Those people in Loi Bazaar, they didn't have much business like now they have. Before they're driving moped. You know moped? The small Indian bikes. Now they have Mercedes. They're from ISKCON money. I can tell you because I was living in the Gurukul. Because we are buying cloth, mala, bead bag, murtis, incense, you name it. Dhoti, sari, all this come from Loi Bazaar. And we're selling in our shop here in all over Australia, America, Europe, everywhere, multi-business. So they all have Mercedes now. So don't think you chant Hare Krishna, you become poor. By Krishna's mercy, you get more. But if you have material things, doesn't make you rich. If you have Krishna, it makes you rich. That's the point I'm trying to say. So when you serve the Guru, when you serve the spiritual master, when you serve the Vaishnavas, Krishna will bless you. I've seen upstairs, you know, there's khichdi, breakfast, so many things. Everyone is doing the self-service. Nobody wants to serve. Everybody wants to go there and to serve yourself. What? You sit down to eat. 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, you are already eaten. But then if you serve the Vaishnava, that satisfaction is so good feeling. When you serve someone, it's a very subtle pleasure. Very pleasing to the heart when you give someone. This is a very healthy feeling. You sit down to eat, you finish your plate, that's it. But when you serve someone, when you give someone something, that pleasure goes so deep. So much more subtle pleasure than just gross pleasure. So try to understand the bhakti, the culture of bhakti, the culture of devotion, culture of love of God is much more than we can experience. We have to experience it. We can talk about it theoretically, but to be able to experience it, we have to really realize it. How to realize it? Sadhu Sangha, associate. Free from offenses. Vaishnava Parat. Offense to Guru, offense to the Vaishnavas. How we can live together in a community of devotees in this by serving Krishna together, chanting Hare Krishna together, dancing and singing the glories of Krishna together in Sangha. Then the love, the sadhu's blessing will come. But we have to develop that attitude. Spiritual attitude. Bhakti comes when we have a change of heart. Temple is not just prasadam. I used to think, Hare Krishna is prasadam. Let's go. That's the only thing. I didn't know anything about anything else. Oh, the smell of food. Oh, what time's the food, man? Yeah. It starts at 4:30 with the program. And then when you come here, there's no food, it's program only. But we serve the food at the end. You want Krishna bhakti, you have to go through everything else that we are giving. It's a package. Just like people want to jump to Rasa Lila, they don't want to read the first canto. You have to go through first canto, second canto. ABC. Before you can go further. Learn the ABC of spiritual life. 1 + 1 = 1. Before you can go to much more advanced mathematics. First step. So Krishna consciousness, to practice Krishna consciousness, to make spiritual advancement, we have to first of all make sure that you are free from offenses. To Krishna, to Guru. When Brihaspati, he is a guru of the demigods. Prabhupada was here. I met him. I was with him. Prabhupada was watching over everything. Prabhupada was very sober. So much going on. Everyone's crazy for Prabhupada. Oh, Prabhupada, really, like, full on. They would give him Guru Puja time, not just one garland like we have here. Sometimes it doesn't fit through your head. Like, whoever's making garland for Prabhupada should be nice. A few times I put a garland, it wasn't going through his head. What is this? So when Prabhupada was here, I remember, everybody had a garland to give him. And he couldn't see his ears, because the garland was up to here. This much, from here up to here. Full of garlands. Prabhupada wasn't thinking, oh, wow, I'm such a good man, big man. Prabhupada was tears in his eyes, looking at Krishna. His eyes were full of water. He was not thinking, people are giving me garland, throwing flower at my feet. He was just simply thinking of Krishna. He was looking at Krishna, full of tears in his eyes. He was full of love for you. He is thinking, how I can teach these people become Krishna conscious. He was never thinking, it's due to me. He even called this Hare Krishna movement. He could have said Prabhupada movement, because he worked for it. This is a Hare Krishna movement, because he gave all the credit to Krishna, to his guru. Never you will find in Prabhupada's books, due to me. He always says, because of Krishna, because of my Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta. So you have to learn the attitude, how to respect your spiritual master. Never leave Guru. Never leave Guru, thinking you will get Krishna. That's a great offense. If all of you leave this temple, I don't care. I'll be the last one. I'll stay here at the feet of Prabhupada. Because of my love here. Because I love him. That is the love. We talk about love. We write books about love. The real love is to understand love for your guru. Any circumstances, difficult or easygoing life, under any conditions, to serve your guru, to serve Krishna. Unconditional love. Not when you have everything going for you, you know, sab kuch hai, you know, all good job, good life, everything, then you chant Hare Krishna. Krishna, God comes last. Guru last. You are first. No. Krishna's first. You are last. By His mercy, we can breathe. By the mercy of Prabhupada, by the mercy of Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. Prabhupada himself said, he said, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur could have done all this, but because he's left the service for me to do it. Prabhupada has done everything. All we have to do, just stay here. Just be Sangha, be with one another. Harmoniously chant Hare Krishna. Be part of the family. Be part of Prabhupada's family. In love for Krishna, love Prabhupada. Understand the philosophy with humility. With a stick in your mouth. Pay your obeisances. Like the Goswamis, they pay obeisances. You can hear from down the road. Because they are in boom. We pay our obeisances, make sure there is the ground is warm. You know. Very quick one. Have the feelings. Everything depends on feelings. Feelings of love for Krishna. Deep feeling. Not just for your family and for your... Our family is Prabhupada's family. We are a greater family, Krishna's family. As you leave Prabhupada's shelter, if you leave the shelter of the Sadhu Sangha, you will have nothing. You can imagine what we have without the devotees. What the world would be like today if there is no Hare Krishna movement. The karma, Prabhupada said, the karma The collective karma of the world is been pushed back due to the Hare Krishna movement, due to the Hare Nam we do all over the world, due to the book distribution, the puja, serving the deity in the temple, offering a boga to the deity. These things taking the bad karma away. This is what bringing the good luck to the world. Everybody wants good luck. They don't even know what is good luck. Good luck means you have a healthy body. You can do stuff. Your body is functioning. And that's because of the mercy of Krishna. You hate Krishna, you don't want to serve him, eat food, not offer to Krishna. You go away from Krishna. But still Krishna loves you. But that's all due to the mercy of the spiritual master. He's the via media. The guru is the via media to Krishna. So the spiritual master gives us this Krishna consciousness movement, the Hare Krishna movement. This Hare Krishna movement is the only movement. Even people from all over India, you come to Melbourne, you're looking for a Hare Krishna temple, right? Because here, we love Krishna, we serve Krishna, we have prasadam, we have everything. It's a package, spiritual package we give you. You will not get other places. You feel comfortable coming here. I said to that one Prabhu, where are you running to? He said, I'm going to the temple. I said, what's going on there? He said, nothing, but I just feel so comfortable there. That's why I'm going. And that's a fact. But if you become violent, you become offensive, you become offense to your guru, you offense to Krishna, then this place is not for you. Because it's all in our mind. Manmanabhava madbhakta, we have to fix our mind on Krishna. We have to become Krishna conscious. Then the mind is peaceful. Not that we run to the psychiatrist when we have a problem. You can read Bhagavatam. You can associate the devotees. You can chant Hare Krishna. That's what gives the ultimate shanti, peace. Love of God comes from your own heart. It's already there. Suddha chitte karoye udai. That's, we are born with Krishna prem. It's sitting in our heart. Just need to properly channel and do the sadhana, bhakti, chanting Hare Krishna. The process will reveal that. Okay, any questions? Because this thing can, I can go on cutting like an edge. Any questions? If you don't ask questions, I'll continue. Don't tell me about me, okay?
So we have to eat canned food, or do new people have to eat the plain food?
What's that?
The new devotees should eat plain food. We should eat the regular food.
I didn't mean that. You misunderstand me. I mean, if you're talking to, when you say that, because you're telling me that, because I also eat a big plate. Yeah. Huge plate. I'm the oldest devotee, one of the oldest devotees, and you're supposed to eat less when you get older. Not in my case, I'm still eating big plates. We don't eat McDonald's, we don't eat a restaurant. Then where do we eat? Temple. So we have to eat there. That's our meal. But my point is more subtle. My point is more subtle. Is to give up that egoistic desire. You know, this that kind of thing. Another questions? Okay, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.